Jaguars.com coverage of 2014 training camp continues with ESPN and SiriusXM analyst Bill Polian. First off, you're wearing a Jaguars hat at practice today. That's still a little weird to see.
It is. I forgot my floppy hat, and with my coloring, as you can tell, I got to have a hat on, so I had to borrow one from Ryan.
Biggest topic, of course, in Jaguars camp is the quarterback. Blake Bortles, a lot of fans are all over him after Friday night's performance, but you have to have patience still, even after a performance like that.
Yes, take it slow. He showed good signs. He's got arm strength. He's got presence. He's smart. He's diligent. But Rome wasn't built in a day. And you can set back a young quarterback pretty significantly if you put him in there, A, before he's not ready, or B, if you don't have the people around him who can help him. Keep in mind, Peyton Manning was 3-13 his rookie year, but with him were Tarik Glenn, Marvin Harrison, Ken Dilger. I mean, there were some pretty good players there.
A little more on Henny, though. He's a guy who's been in the league going into the seventh year now. Has just a sense of presence about him, nothing too flashy, and like you said, it's important to have that, at least in this locker.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a pro's pro. He performs consistently. He has the respect of his teammates. Everything he does is professional. He understands the offense. He can execute. There's no reason to believe that it won't continue on a high level with him. Last year, even to the naked eye, I mean, you could see the whole demeanor of the team change when he stepped in the huddle and took over.
Let's go to a position group that should be close to ready. A point in free agency was that defensive line here, and they really showed up on Friday night, the first time out against the first unit for the Bucs, at least. Red Bryant, Chris Clemons, and Derek Marks is back. This is a group that could turn some heads this year, right?
Well, it's a group that not only can turn some heads, but it's deep. And the way football is played in the NFL today, you need to have a wave of defensive linemen who can replace each other and take snaps and play at a high level. So they have that. There are six guys on this defensive front who can play. You count Alualu and the young man that came over from Pittsburgh, Ziggy Hood. So, they got some guys here who can play, and they've got some stoutness, and they've got some players who've been with Gus before, who understand the defense, they understand the nuances of the defense. That'll help greatly. And that coupled with, I think, a very underrated linebacking core will give them the opportunity to do the first thing that Gus wants to do, which is get the run stopped. If you can do that, then the rest will sort of fall in line.
Overall, Bill, how much better is this team now than a year ago, in your opinion? And how far away are they from really contending?
It's very much better. It's worlds better than it was a year ago. And I think that they need to solidify a core group on the offensive line. The answer at center it has to be found. And once you find that, then I think that group will solidify. I think it's a pretty deep running back group, to be very honest with you. And it may have to be, because if you're going to run the ball a lot, and I think that that's what Gus wants to do, you're going to need a lot of people to do it. It's a tough position to play. But they've got that. Receiving core has real talent in it. It'll take a while for it to develop, but there's talent there. Special teams, when Ace Sanders comes back, they may be certainly the best in the division and maybe among the best in the league. Linebacking core, I think, is very much improved and a budding star in the young man from Florida State. Now, it's going to take him a little while. He's going to get adjusted to the NFL, but he's got ability. And so we talked about the front. I mean, that's deep. This is a very much improved football team. My question is, who's going to emerge from this division? Even the fact that the Jaguars are young, if they can get out of the box fast, who knows what might happen in this division? It's wide open. As I say, I think as long as Andrew's upright in Indianapolis, they have to be the favorites. But it's not to say that Somebody else can't catch them, and the defense is muddled. So I think the Jags are a year ahead of the other two teams in terms of their rebuilding process, and their blueprint is clear, and they've got, it looks like, the right people in place. So this could be a better year than many people are thinking. This could be the team that sneaks up on everybody.